جزء 14. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I begin in the name of Allah, compassionate to all, merciful to each. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the 14th episode in this podcast series titled Journeying Our Eyes Through the Quran, Exploring 30 Juz in 30 Days. Today, inshallah, we will continue our journey through the pages of the Quran as we take a brief look into the 14th juz of the Quran, which consists of the entirety of chapter 15, Surat al-Hijr, which is 99 verses. Juz 14 also contains chapter 16 of the Quran, which is Surat al-Nahl, and is named after the honeybee, which is mentioned in verses 68 to 69. Like many of the past chapters that we've been discussing over the last several episodes, both of the chapters of this juz are Meccan, and as such, the juz in an overall fashion focuses on the basic tenets of faith, with a heavy focus on the divinity of the Qur'an. Surat al-Nahl also has many beautiful passages and often calls humanity to look at the world around us, calling us to witness the natural ayat and the signs and to take lessons from them, pointing to the fact that all of these are blessings or ni'am from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word ni'am, blessings or ni'mah as is commonly referred to, appear 13 times in the surah, the highest frequency of any chapter in the Qur'an. One of these passages discussing these blessings is early on in Surat al-Nahl from verses 4 to 17, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala notes many of the blessings that He has granted to us and created for us, like the sun, the moon, fruits, the natural resources of the earth, and He mentions that all of this has been created for our benefit. And then later, starting in verse 65, there is another section in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses these blessings. It is this section that we'll take a little bit of a closer look at right now.
وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ ومن ثمرات النخيل والأعناب تتخذون منه سكرا ورزقا حسنا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعقلون وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون والله خلقكم ثم يتوفاكم ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم بعد علم شيئا إن الله عليم قدير.
Allah sends down water from the sky, with which He revives the earth after its death. There is indeed a sign in that for people who listen. There is indeed a moral for you in the cattle. We give you to drink that which is in their bellies, from between waste and blood, as pure milk pleasant to those who drink. And of the fruits of date palms and vines, from which you draw wine and goodly provision, there are indeed signs in that for a people who apply reason. And your Lord inspired the bee, saying, Make your home in the mountains and on the trees, and the trellises that they erect. Then eat from every kind of fruit, and follow meekly the ways of your Lord. There issues from its belly a juice of diverse hues, in which there is a cure for the people. There is indeed a sign in that for a people who reflect. Allah has created you, then he takes you away, and there are some among you who are relegated to the nethermost age, so that he knows nothing after having possessed some knowledge. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-powerful. This particular passage and reminder begins with the description of water, which brings life to the world and has an incredible impact on the world. Without rain, without water, no crops can grow. And after the crops die, it is water that brings them back to life. Within these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there's a sign in this. There's a sign in this process of crops dying and then coming back to life for those who reflect. But what is this sign? This ayah and this concept is repeated throughout the Quran in several different ways. And this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created nature and these processes to show us the reality of resurrection. In the dead of winter, things are dead. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, they come back to life in the spring. What was dead then lives again. In a similar manner, we too will die and be resurrected. This should not be a surprising or a strange thing to us when we witness it in nature constantly, season after season, year after year. One of the techniques noticeable in these verses is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only tell us about what happens in nature, as he tells us over here that trees and plants die and come back to life, but he connects it to that deeper truth, the reality and the lessons for which they were intended. And this is what makes it beautiful. The study of the natural world, or what we call science, is often secularized in the world that we live in today. And learning about science is usually, unfortunately, detached from its beautiful lessons and the essential purpose and truth for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended, which is nothing other than to connect us to our Creator, to our destination, and to reality. In pretty much every one of the verses that we read above, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some type of lesson, some type of sign, some type of thinking, some type of reflection that needs to be involved in the process. In fact, 7 times throughout this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna fi dhalika," that indeed in this, or in this example, or in this description, in this story, in this sign from nature, la'aya or la'ayat, that there is a sign or signs for a people, for a qawm, that does the following. And let's look at a few of these verses to see what they say. In verse 11, it says, for a group or for a community who yatafakkarun, who think, who ponder, who make connections. In verse 12, liqawmi ya'qilun, for a community, for a group of people who use their aql, who use their intellect. In verse 13, liqawmi yadhakkarun, for those who benefit from reminders and who take these reminders. In verse 65, for those who listen, لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ, for those who listen to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In verse 67, again, يَعْقِنُونَ. In verse 69, again, يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And in 79, for those who have faith, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And so we see that together in all of these ways, in all of these reminders, and all of these examples of nature, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think about a deeper reality. Insha'Allah, next time when we look at the trees blooming outside in the spring that we have right now, after the winter that we witnessed, insha'Allah we pray that we remember the day in which we too will be brought back to life. And the next time we see a bee, insha'Allah remember the inspiration and the instinct, which is no accident, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful design, created for our benefit. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.